really hasn't been anything like it since. Yeah, I could go on and on about the influences, but 60s British invasion was very influenced. Jimmy Page, Jeff Beck, of course, Pete Townsend, Jimi Hendrix, Bruce Springsteen. We could go into it, but what I'm going to do is I'm just going to play the music. We're going to hear a large selection of mostly instrumental tracks, but we'll hear a few that he did sing vocals on, and then a song that came out unreleased many decades later through an Easy Eye in 2018, which was supposed to be the sequel follow-up single to Rumble, but it was never released until 2018. We'll talk more about that. Let's get to it, though. We're going to start off with a track going all the way back to 1959. This is a track from Link Wray and his Raymen. It's called I'm Branded, only on Revolution Rock. We'll be right back.
knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men. The shadow knows.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. We just came back from a set there of eight Link Wray tracks. I believe eight, if I'm counting correctly. The last track we heard, in celebration of Link Wray's induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, pioneer of rock music and influenced generations of musicians. That's not an understatement. The sound and the sounds that he found and explored and experimented with influenced and changed everything. And it's nice that he's finally getting acknowledged by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We ended off that set with a track called Son of Rumble. This was a single release, one of two, released in 2018 by the Easy Eye record label. This is a label by Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys. And there's been a lot of unreleased Link Wray stuff over the years. They recorded a lot in the early days, a lot of instrumentals, a lot with vocals. And they just announced they found these other songs, and one of them was Son of Rumble, Link Wray's intended follow-up single to the song Rumble. Not sure exactly why it was never released, but eventually it was released in 2018. Really cool song, a little different than the sounds of Rumble, but it still has some of the same... I don't know what word to say. Some of the same attitude, we should say. And then before that, we heard a couple tracks where Link sings vocals. We heard Hidden Charms. This was a song from 66, I believe. It was released on Swan, which was the label that put out a lot of his early stuff. He was on a lot of labels. And Hidden Charms was covered by Detroit's The Gorries. It's been covered by a lot of people, influenced a lot of 60s garage bands. You can hear on the viciousness of that track. It's great. Before that, we heard Falling Rain. This comes from Link Wray's 71 album I was mentioning, which was his kind of comeback album after not being involved in the music industry for a little while. And it's an album of folk, country, gospel, and blues recordings. And yeah, it's also quite good. The cover as well features Link Wray celebrating his background, his Native American background. He's Shawnee, and he also did it on quite a few songs, paying tribute to his heritage, Comanche, Apache, and the song Shawnee, which is on this album, I believe, from 71. Prior to that, we heard a single called Big City After Dark. This is kind of a more obscure, hard-to-find single, but in 2012, this was released, reissued, I should say, on the Sundays record label for Record Store Day. I am glad I picked this up. Originally, when it was released under Ray Vernon and his Rayman, and the Rayman, not Link Wray, even though Link Wray was doing the majority of the vocals on that one. Prior to that, we heard the song Comanche, as I mentioned earlier, paying tribute to his heritage. That was originally released in 1959. We had The Shadow Knows before that, another late 50s track. And then Rawhide and I'm Branded, both from 1959. I believe those were both on the Epic record label. So yeah, that's a little bit of a celebration set there from Link Wray. You can find a lot of his early recordings on some comps, including early recordings, Good Rockin' Tonight. The Swan put out a double record of his early singles not too long ago as well. And there's lots out there. But if you don't know Link Wray, you should listen to it. It's very good, and you will not be disappointed. And then I believe I mentioned I'm Branded was the one that started that set. Coming up next, we're going to switch focus. Thanks for everyone for tuning in so far. We're going to focus next on a really interesting artist based out of Detroit who played a show not too long ago at the UFO Club Factory, and that's Via Mardot. Via Mardot is a musician from Detroit, and she's a composer, recording, and touring artist that is very much inspired by the music, film music with the theremin, and also classical spaghetti western music and noir music. So she has a couple singles out, and there's actually a forthcoming vinyl called Fragments. If you follow her online, through either Instagram or Facebook. There's some more info there. But we're going to hear two singles she put out, one earlier this year and one last year, Portal and Towers. And we're also going to hear some music from the Gree Gree, a psychedelic band from 2005, Captain Beefheart, the Courettes, and much more. Stay tuned. You are listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. We're also syndicating across several different stations here throughout Canada. We're going to get to a short PSA before we get to the music, and then we will hear... Sorry, the song we're going to hear is called Static from Via Mardot, not Portal. So that's a single from, I believe, December of last year, and we're going to hear that momentarily. So let's get to it. We're listening to Revolution Rock. You're tuned into CJAM 99.1 FM.